A typical beauty supply shop in Dakar, complete with a selection of skin lightening creams and soaps.
C'est à base de carotte. Mais ça, c'est sans hydroquinone.
This lotion, it is carrot based. It doesn't have any hydroquinone. It will make you an amazing color.
Shop clerk Adama Jane says she uses a similar cream, and she tells clients to avoid the stronger ones that promise fast, dramatic results.
It is a personal choice. No one pressures me. Some women want to be black every day, but I prefer to be a shade of brown. It's better for me. I like it.
Women in Senegal say they lighten their skin for the same reasons women the world over say they tweeze, squeeze, or otherwise alter their bodies in sometimes dangerous ways to achieve a certain standard of beauty, to catch a husband, to stand out in the crowd, to smooth out imperfections, to get ready for a special event. Soap seller Alaji Traore mixes together skin lightening soaps that come from Ivory Coast, Mali, and Ghana.
This one is called 3 days before the wedding. It is too strong to use alone. You have to mix it with other products.
Women complain that products like this can sting their eyes or burn their skin. The harsh chemicals can weaken the tissue, leading to stretch marks and infections. But still, they don't stop. Senegalese filmmaker Hadiata Puissal was so troubled by the trend, in particular among prominent female public figures in the media, that last year she made her international award-winning documentary, This Color That Bothers Me. It aired nearly a dozen times on state television in Senegal.
J'ai choisi de choquer les gens. J'ai utilisé des images vraiment choquantes pour que les gens sachent à quoi elles s'exposent.
I used the most shocking images so that women would know what they are exposing themselves to. Many of them know the dangers but don't think it will happen to them. It is hard to understand why a woman would tell herself that dark skin is not beautiful. It's in their heads. They want to please a man, to be loved. Or they want to please society, to succeed.
Saul says the government needs to better regulate the marketing and sale of these products, but that educating women is really the only way to make skin lightening go out of style. Anne Luck, VOA News, Dakar.